Okay, this incident occurred just yesterday, Monday. I was helping this little kid with his math homework, and he had this problem that was, you pay for an object that costs 68 cents with a dollar, how much do you get in change? So I explained it's 100 minus 68, and the kid, he didn't know how to do 100 minus 68. So I said, well, have you learned about borrowing? And he said, yeah, but I don't remember how to do it. So I told him I'd explain it to him. So I was trying to explain borrowing to this little kid, and I discovered it's actually a really complicated topic, and I was not explaining it very well, and he was really confused. He said, I don't get it. So I was getting kind of desperate. I was thinking, how do I explain to this little kid this pretty complicated topic? And then I had this idea to sort of personify the numbers and have them talk to each other. So I had the zero saying, oh, I don't have enough to take away 8. Hey, other zero, can I borrow something from you so I do have enough? And when I did it that way, I was explaining the same thing, but he seemed to really understand it a lot more. So listening to and speaking for others, obviously, it was very important to listen to him when he said he didn't get it and try and explain it differently in a way he would understand. It was really, really important to recognize our difference in perspective. I was not talking to somebody who was in my calculus class. I was talking to someone who's a lot younger than I am and accordingly has a much more limited mathematical ability and is at the stage where it still really helps to have math made kind of cute and fun. So I know that's not explicitly listening to him, but it's sort of an abstract form of listening in that I was, you know, becoming aware of him and our differences. And also that recognizing that difference in perspective and trying to see things from his perspective, just as that was really important for speaking to him, more generally, it's also very important if you're speaking for someone else who has a much different perspective, because you don't want to be trying to speak for them, but talking from your own perspective. How I plan to respond to this incident? Well, first of all, if I help kids with their homework in the future, I'll try to, first of all, try not to make things too complicated, and especially I'll try to really keep in mind that making something kind of fun and cute can help them understand it. I mean, particularly with math. And also, I might rethink my own future service opportunities because I was really seriously considering doing pipeline next year and specifically as a math tutor probably. And now I'm really not sure that I should be a math tutor unless I get a little bit more experience. What I've learned about my own service learning practices, well, this incident plus another incident that occurred the same day have made me realize the importance of stepping away from your mature viewpoint and trying to see things from a kid's perspective, and I think if you can do that, it makes you a much more effective volunteer. That's all I have to say for now. Adios.